the first easy build that I made, somebody came up and made an offer, a really generous offer on the car. He gave me a fair amount for it. I didn't want to sell it, but I did. I've already had somebody offer me $6,000 to build one of them, the one I'm using right now this winter. That'll be part of the project.
Yeah.
For $6,000, I could do it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Dog Cart Radio, broadcasting from hotdogprofits.com. Today we're talking with Dale Schroeder. Dale's out in Reno, Nevada, built an easy-built hot dog cart, and he's just really doing great with it out there. How you doing, Dale?
I'm doing great. Enjoying our spring weather here in Reno. Been sunny, unseasonably warm. I think we broke a record last week. So I've been busy.
Yeah.
Been busy. Picked up a new location last year. I didn't really get to use it, but it's the spot that I have right under the Reno Arch.
Yeah.
So I've been going out there on the weekends when the tourists are out there and just selling them like gangbusters.
That's great. Yeah, you sent me the pictures of that. That's a pretty dramatic photo you sent me right under the main Reno Arch there. That is very cool.
I was lucky to get it. There was a World War II vet that was using it before in that very location, but he couldn't make a go of it out there. I think he had a bullhorn that he'd use, and I think he was scaring people off with it.
Really?
Plus, he was a World War II vet, so he had a lot of signs and flags and stuff, and they weren't too crazy about all that on their sidewalk.
Oh.
He's still selling hot dogs. I think he's like 90-something now. He's still selling hot dogs, but he's found a little vacant lot somewhere where he could use all his signs and tables and flags, everything that he needs to sell his hot dogs.
Okay. Yeah, well, speaking of signs and appearances, your Easy Built hot dog cart is one of the nicest that I think has come across my desktop here, and seeing the pictures that you sent me. Bright red, the fit and finish looks really great. You did a nice job with it, but all the signage on there, the Coca-Cola stuff, the nostalgic signs and everything, it's great for marketing, and I think you're really branding yourself well and projecting an image. I think that's just really cool.
Thank you. I've been using that same kind of old-time hot dog signage on all my carts. This is actually the fourth cart that I've had, the second one that I built using your easy-built hot dog plans. And thank God I went that route. My first cart that I got, I was really disappointed with. Bought it brand new. I was almost crying when I got it. I'm like, this is not what I expected.
Really?
Had an ice chest on it that might hold a 12-pack, maybe, with ice.
Wow.
Yeah, I was really disappointed with it. It looks like somebody's first try building a stainless steel hot dog cart.
Okay.
I fixed it up, though, and I worked it, and it looked real nice when I was done with it. And when I did sell that, the owner was pretty happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
But that made me realize, I'm going to try something different next time, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah. You probably did learn a lot, though, from that. You learned what you wanted in a cart, so when you did to undertake the Easy Built project,
exactly.
you knew what you wanted, and you could customize it and get the exact cart that you wanted.
Right. And at that point, I had my first location by the courthouse in Reno,
mm-hmm.
right on Virginia Street, which is the main drag. So I knew how I was going to have the cart sitting there, how the sun hit, where the customers approached, and I used all of that into the building of my latest cart. So it's easy to get to. People are in the shade as they're ordering their hot dogs and even as they're putting their toppings on and stuff. So it's built it with them in mind as well.
People much prefer to stand in the shade. And if you got a good product, you're going to have lines. And standing in line in the sun can be a little bit brutal. So, yeah, that was good thinking.
Yeah, I take the sun.
Yeah.
I put sunblock on every day, you know.
Oh,
my
yeah.
wife did this for a while, and she wouldn't use sunblock. She thought she was going to be going out to get a tan, and she ended up getting almost heat exhaustion, and she was taking the cart home, and was probably driving a little reckless or something, but the cart ended up on its side.
Whoa.
That was her last day. That was her last day hot dogging.
Oh, no.
I took over at that point.
Wow.
Yeah, she did. I fixed that car. It was one I bought in a garage sale for like $600. So.
Yeah.
I fixed it up, sold that one, and that was her last day doing it. We were both doing it for a while, but now she's a dealer at one of the casinos here like I used to be.
Okay. Okay. So you were a dealer before you got into the hot dog business.
Yeah. That's why, you know, I was working in graveyard 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'd get off work. I wanted to have a way to go make some extra money but not go dealing again. Some people I know went back to back dealing shifts. I'm like, no. I don't even want an 8-hour shift.
Just yeah.
Like 4 hours and flexible. If I don't want to do it, I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
And this hot dogging thing came kind of right in my lap. When I started the business, when I first got the business going in 2008, I got the license plate that said hot dog on it.
Yeah, I saw that on the card.
In Nevada. I was amazed because we have hot August nights here. We have skiing. You know, people like to consider themselves hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
skiers.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had it, so I figured,
wow.
gosh, I'm gonna have to sell hot dogs now for sure. even on D&D, they're like, oh, I can't believe this was available.
Yeah, yeah, that's like finding a domain name like that. It's just almost impossible.
Yeah.
Now, but that's a good
grab. I
think half
the people that see it think it's fake. You know,
probably.
There's
yeah,
no way you could have got a hot dog on there. You know?
Right, right. No, that's cool. So that
so was kind of destiny after that. I'm like, I'm going to do this. And now I'm doing it full time. I'm not dealing anymore. I went from full time dealing to doing hot dogs, which was tough. People thought I was crazy because I, you know, worked 8-hour shift, run home, get the cart, run out to my spot, you know, sell a hot dog, bring it back, turn it around, and then go to bed and do it all over again the next day. But I was making money. I was having cash in my pocket. And but it was a little much after a while with the hot sun and stuff being out there. So I wasn't consistent. People were like, when are you going to be out here? I'm like, you know, wish I could tell you. I'm going to try to be out 2-3 days a week. But now I'm out Monday through Friday, and they know it. They expect me there unless it's real raining or real windy, you know, which they're not going to be out anyways.
Sure. Well, that's a good point that you bring up. If you're transitioning from you know, one job into the hot dog thing, I usually caution people not to quit their day job because you don't have to. You can do the hot dog thing on the side and build that business up and transition into it when you're ready. It's a lot less pressure and a lot less stress.
Yeah, I did it full-time, part-time hot dogging, and part-time dealing, part-time hot dogging, full-time hot dogging, and no more dealing. And I'm plenty busy, too. I've already had people calling me up to do this and that for the summertime, and last year, I didn't have this spot right under the Reno Arch, so I was always grabbing weekend stuff to do. But now, you know, weekend under the Arch, I do pretty good.
I bet.
I don't really need to set up anywhere. I don't need to do birthday parties or ball games or anything like that. But I still like them as long as they're prepaid. But I'm at a point now that I won't pay somebody else to do their event. You know, if I'm going to go there and see that I'm not paying anything up front, or maybe they'll pay me, but I decided I'm not going to pay any more for these events up front.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You're in the position to be able to cherry pick the stuff that you want to do.
Yeah. Thank you.
Where did you...
Could have done it without
you. Oh, well, I'm glad I could help. I have a ball just seeing what everybody does with their course materials, and it never ceases to amaze me when somebody starts a business from nothing and then they start making a living with it. It's just, I think that's the coolest thing.
It's different working for yourself. It's satisfying work.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm home and it's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and I'm hearing on the radio, traffic jam, accident, you know, this, that. And I'm like, this big smile on my face because I'm home. I've worked already.
Yeah.
I've just been pretty much doing lunch. Even when I'm downtown on the weekends, I could stay out till 10 p.m. if I wanted, right on the sidewalk under the arch. But I usually pack up about 4 or 5.
Okay.
I sell everything every time I go out there.
Yeah, just sell out and then go home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea to get into hot dogs in the first place? When you were a dealer and all of a sudden one day did you just wake up and say, hey, hot dogs?
No, actually, the World War II vet that I was speaking about earlier, he would make his money. I was working a day shift at 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Well, he would work, do his hot dogs, and he'd come in and play craps on my game.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always play on my side because I was the only one nice to him because everybody else thought he was kind of a jerk.
Okay.
He's old. But anyhow, I'm nice to him. I talk to him. And I'm like, how can we keep coming and playing? Where do you get the money? And I found out he runs a hot dog cart. And he makes about $1 to $150 every day. And he comes in the casino and he gambles it and either doubles it or triples it or loses it at all.
Yeah.
But I thought, that's perfect. That's about what I'd like to make. If I'm going to invest, 4, 5, 6 hours of the day, I'd like to make $150, I'd be more than happy with that.
Sure.
But I was making that in the casino.
Yeah.
But I'm doing a lot better than that now.
I'll bet you are.
I'm disappointed. If I come home with $100 or $200, I'm disappointed.
That's a bad day.
Not too much.
Yeah. Great. Good for you. That's awesome. What products do you serve? Do you have a certain brand of hot dog that you like to sell?
I've actually got a hold of the Soubrette hot dogs, which everybody on the East Coast is real familiar with.
Right.
And I use their umbrella on my cart, so I've got a lot of people pull over just from that umbrella.
Yeah.
And they come running over, oh, tell me you have the Soubrettes and you're not just using the umbrella, to get people to pull in.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I have them. And they're good dogs.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in Reno that has them. So the people that really like them, they have to come through me to get them.
Sure.
And people ask me all the time, they go, where can I get these? Where do you get them? I go, it's not important where I get them. It's important where you get them.
Well, I like that answer. Yeah. People ask me the same thing. We have a hot dog custom made for us by a meat packer up on the north side of St. Louis. And people, they always ask, can we get these in the stores? I'm like, nope, can't get them in the stores.
Yeah, you know where to get them. Why? You get them right here.
Yeah, yeah. Here's your store.
They're right cooked, here. Ready to go.
Yep. That's right. I like that answer. I'm going to start using that. That's cool.
A lot
what
of people
else?
Think I'm from New York.
Oh, really?
Reno and a hot dog car. You don't see a lot of hot dog carts around here.
No, you don't.
So they think they put the connection hot dog cart and, New York. You must be from New York. Just the opposite, though. I was born and raised in Alaska.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And so that's like total opposite, of hot dogging is Alaska.
Absolutely.
But there's actually a guy in Anchorage. He's been there a while, and he just sells during the summer to the tourists. And as you know, in Alaska, Anchorage, even a lot of daylight during the summer.
Yep.
So he just works his tail off during the summer, selling reindeer sausage, stuff like that, to the tourists. During the summer.
I did an article on that guy years ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
My brother said this guy makes like $100,000 a year just in the summer.
I bet. Yeah, I believe it. If it's the same guy that I'm thinking of, he works his summers in Alaska and the winters in Hawaii. I'm not even sure if he sells hot dogs in Hawaii or if he just hangs out there for several months during the winter, but not a bad lifestyle.
Yeah, especially if he's on the beach, his feet up and a tie in his hand.
That's right. Nothing wrong with that. What else do you sell in your cart?
I sell the Soubrettes. I do a Polo sausage, a Farmer's John. All my sausages are skin on, so they have that snap to them,
just
like the Soubrettes do.
Yeah, I love that.
So I do the hot link sausage, Polish, and I just brought onto my cart apple chicken sausage.
Mm.
So I've got beef, pork, now chicken, and that's probably as far as I'll go. I don't think I'll go to tofu or veggie dogs. I don't get too many requests for those either way.
Okay.
If you're a vegetarian, you just kind of make a wide path around hot dog carts.
We don't apologize. We don't apologize for our carnivorous habits.
No. But I have a market. When Super Bowl was on, I was like, hey, they're advertising Doritos. I sell Doritos.
Yeah.
They're advertising for me. Oh, they're advertising Coke. I sell Coke. They're advertising for me.
Yeah.
I had commercials on the Super Bowl.
That's awesome. Yeah, hot dog cart guy with his commercials on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. I saw that stuff. They're advertising for me.
Yeah, that's all part of branding.
And then I do drinks and some chips and the cookies I brought out there don't sell. Unless they're homemade cookies, then they'll sell. But if they're like Mother's or... But hot dogs work. I'll stick with that.
Yeah, no, it sounds like you're doing great with them. What's the future hold for Lucky Dog? Do you have any plans? Like, I know you're expanding. I mean, you're up to two carts and you're building another one, right?
Well, actually, I have one cart because the first Easy Built that I made, somebody came up and made an offer, a really generous offer on the cart. And I thought, well, okay, can you, this was like mid-October. I'm like, could you wait till at least the end of the month, you know, until the winter starts kicking in? He goes, well, I don't want it for this weekend. I'm having a party and I want it. And he gave me a fair amount for it. I didn't want to sell it, but I did. So right after that, actually, after I sold that, I'm out. The next day, I'm starting my next part, pretty much working on it full time because I didn't really have a job after I sold my car.
Yeah.
I learned a lesson. Do not leave myself without a cart.
Yeah, don't sell your saddle.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody offered me $10,000 for the one I'm using now, I'd probably have to sell it.
But, well, yeah.
It's not for sale otherwise.
Right. Well, that's another neat thing about building your own cart from our plans is you're never upside down on it, and you can always sell it for a profit. So it's almost like having a little bit of money in the bank.
Yeah. I've already had somebody offer me $6,000 to build one of like the one I'm using right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm considering that maybe for the winter. I told my guy I just don't have the time to get started on that big of a project right now. The busy season's coming up. But this winter, that'll be my little project.
And yeah.
For $6,000, I could do it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, sounds like everything's just going really good for you out there. I'm happy for you, and I'm super proud of you for building such an awesome-looking cart. I'm glad you sent the pictures to me. And definitely stay in touch. And I know that we've been emailing back and forth a lot lately. I enjoy that. And if you decide to do the employee thing, I've got some ideas that might help you. So stay in touch with that, but just keep doing what you're doing, and go Lucky Dog.
Yeah, maybe we'll franchise someday. It'll grow. I don't see this business diminishing, and I enjoy doing it.
All right. Well, what would you tell anybody who's thinking of getting into the business right now?
Well, if you're worried about the economy, I wouldn't worry about that, because people have to eat sometimes three times a day. And the good thing about, you know, you control your price. If your hot dog prices go up, then you just raise your prices. If you're working at a $10 an hour job and gas prices go to 10 bucks a gallon, they're not going to give you a raise on $10 an hour. You know, you're going to have to pay more for everything else. But when you have your own business, you can control that. Not only that, it's a good way to be in touch with the community, too. I do a lot of help out there because I don't let anybody walk by my cart that's hungry. I mean, I'll ask somebody if they look hungry. I'll ask them if they want a hot dog. And they usually say they have no money. And I say, I didn't ask you if you had money. And then give them a hot dog, send them on the way. So I figure that's part of the big picture of why I'm out there, too, is just to help others.
That's very good. That's cool. Thanks for getting on the call with us tonight, and wish you all the best.
Pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Big fan of the website. You'll see me on there.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'm glad you like it.
If you ever come out to Reno and you want to learn how to win, come talk to me first. I'm no dummy when it comes to gambling.
I bet. Okay, I'll maybe take you up on that someday.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, Dale. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Whether you want to start your own hot dog cart or you've already been slinging hot dogs for a while, there's something for you at my website, www.hotdogprofits.com. See you there.